The Book of Sirach, Chapter 20. There is a reproof that is uncalled for, and there is he who is silent but wise. How good it is to reprove rather than to be angry, and let him who makes confession be spared humiliation. As is a eunuch who sojourns with a virgin, so is he who would do right with violence. One keeps silence and is accounted wise, and another is despised for his much talking. One keeps silence, having nothing to say, and another keeps silence, for he sees it is a time for silence. The wise man is silent until the proper time, but the arrogant and the scorner take no note of the time. He who is abundant in word is abhorred, and he who takes authority to speak is hated. Sometimes it is advantageous for a man to be in adversity, and there is a gain that turns to loss. There is a gift that profits you nothing, and there is a gift that brings a double recompense. Sometimes there is humiliation through honor, and sometimes a man from humiliation comes to honor. One buys much for little, another pays sevenfold. A wise man makes himself beloved with few words, but the pleasantries of fools are wasted. The gift of a fool does not profit you, for his eyes are many instead of one. He gives little and criticizes much, and opens his mouth like a herald. Today he lends, and tomorrow he asks it back. Hateful is such a one to God and man. The fool says, "I have no friend, and my good deeds receive no thanks. Those who eat my bread are evil with tongue." How often and how many men laugh him to scorn. A slip on the pavement is better than a slip of the tongue. Thus the fall of the wicked comes swiftly. As the fat tail of a sheep eaten without salt, so is a word spoken out of season. A parable from the mouth of a fool is rejected, for he utters it out of season. One is hindered from sinning through lack of opportunity, and when he rests he is not troubled. Another destroys his soul through sense of shame. He loses it through lack of frankness. And another, for shame's sake, promises to a friend and makes him an enemy without reason. A foul blot in a man is a lie. It is found continually in the mouth of the ignorant. Preferable is a thief to one who continually lies, but both will inherit destruction. The disposition of a liar is to be dishonorable, and his shame is ever with him. The wise man advances himself in words, and a prudent man pleases the great. He who tills his land raises high his heap, and he who pleases the great atones for wrong. Presents and gifts blind the eyes of the wise, and as a muzzle on the mouth turn away reproofs. Hidden wisdom and concealed treasure, what profit is there in either? Better is a man who hides his folly than a man who hides his wisdom.